Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We got a big show for you today. A lot of stuff to cover, a lot of special guests. Stick around. Lots coming up. But first, we kick it off with Curacao. You know, we've been talking about heading out there for Christmas. That is the plan for the Scuba Radio crew in December. First week or two of December, we're going to go out there and celebrate Christmas in Curacao. I cannot wait. And I have Jeremiah from Ocean Encounters in Curacao on Scuba Radio via Skype right now. Jeremiah, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic, Greg. How are you?
I am swell. Probably not as good as you, even though, you know, we might have similar weather right now. I don't think it's as muggy in Curacao as it is in Florida. Am I right? You guys don't got a lot of humidity there like we do, do you?
Not much at all, actually. We got a nice cool breeze, and I do have a beautiful view from my office, I'll tell you.
All right. Well, I'd rather be you, at least today, and as well as everyone else listening, I'm sure. Now, Curacao is one of the ABCs of the Antilles. We're going there in Christmas. I can't wait. But right now, you know, people are vacationing there big time. They're spending their vacation diving to their heart's content. And is it Americans, Europeans, everybody, or what? What's going on over there?
Well, the great thing about Curacao, Greg, is we have a year-round season. You're able to dive here. It's always beautiful weather. The temperature is always in the 80s. The water temperature is always high 70s, low 80s. And so we're able to draw from a lot of different markets. Right now, we do have a lot of Europeans. It's summertime over there. They're all taking their kids on holidays. So primarily right now, but then, you know, we'll get the Americans later on in the fall, a good mix. We get Latin Americans. So we everybody enjoys Curacao, let's say.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter where you are on the planet. That's the place to go spend your holiday. And it's pretty, well, it's hopping year round. But now, right now, you're saying it's a little bit more focused on Europeans, or it doesn't really matter?
We have a good mix of everybody.
Actually,
of Europeans and it's definitely going to be hopping in December when you guys come see us, too.
Yes. Well, we're going to crown a Scuba Radio mermaid in Curacao, I hear. So we're going to share the love of Mermaidium? I don't know what the proper term is. But we're going to have some fun there. You know, it'll be our gift, our Christmas gift to Curacao.
And, we appreciate it.
Okay. Well, we'll see after. It's a double-edged sword, my friend. But no, I have no doubt it'll be a fun time. And I can't wait. It's been a long, long time since I've been to Curacao myself. Literally the beginning of starting Scuba Radio 20 years ago, we spent some time in Curacao. And I haven't had the opportunity to go back. So just going back and seeing what has changed and experiencing the reef and all that kind of stuff, I really can't wait. I will tell you the one thing that stands out from my memory, which is pretty fuzzy at this point in my life, if you know what I'm saying, is that the colors and the reef was really, really nice there in Curacao. Is that kind of what you get, or what do you hear from patrons, and what do you see?
Well, absolutely, Greg. You know, the reefs are beautiful. They are as beautiful as you remember them. The island itself is a very colorful island. You see the downtown area, the Handelsgata, the UNESCO World Heritage Site, is very colorful as well. But, you know, the Dutch were really into the environmental movement before it was famous. And so they've really been taking care of their marine environment. We still continue to do that even to today. I mean, right now we have the Chata Dive Task Force. What we've all done out is we've gone and we've, through the PADI Project Aware program, we've gone out and we've all adopted a dive site. So that'll be 13 house reefs that will be adopted and cleaned on a monthly basis. And we all get together and have a lot of good cleanups and stuff. We don't have too much trash because again, we have a pretty protected underwater environment, but what is there is being taken care of. So when you come back here, the diving will be as good, if not better, than you remember.
Yes, I have no doubt about it. I've seen plenty of pictures and video, and that's one of the cool things about Curaçao is that topside, it's just as colorful as underwater. And like you said, that town, what is it called? Willemstad? No.
Willemstad.
Yeah. Willemstad. Yeah, I'll get it right eventually. Yeah, probably after we leave, you know, in December. But it's a beautiful, picturesque city front right there on the water. And then the people there were really cool. And I really like that. But underwater, I mean, from what I remember, it kind of just had a sloping wall type of dive all around the island. But is it varied like that or what?
We do have what we call a fringing reef system. So the island, as soon as you step off the beach, you are right there on the reef. We have a plateau where the nice blue, light turquoise Caribbean water. And then we do have some gentle slopes, but we do get some variation as well. Sometimes that slope's bigger. Sometimes we have a double reef system that'll have, you know, sort of a sandy channel in between. We do have walls as well. So it's a nice variety. It's not just the same topography everywhere you go. And we'll take you to all those nice places when you're here.
Well, there you go. Now, Jeremiah, you're with Ocean Encounters in particular, and I know I'm going to put you on the spot, but do you have a favorite personal site that you like to go more than others? Or what would you say? Or will you get in trouble for saying so?
Well, I'm going to get in trouble. Actually, right now in Curaçao, it's actually a very big topic. We have an island that has about 15% of our east coast that is uninhabited. It's owned by one family, and it's been tied up in litigation, so they have not been able to develop it. You will find that the east side of Curaçao probably has some of the best reefs, if not the best reefs in the Caribbean. The whole stretch there, which is about 10 miles long, is the way nature intended it. You'll see reefs like you remember back diving, you know, 60s, 70s and stuff like that. So wow. That to me, it's hard to pick one place along that coast because we just jump in wherever. There's no moorings out there. Again, there's no beaches, no cars, no hotels. We people haven't screwed anything up out there. And I've even read reports that it's the only reef in the Caribbean that's actually still growing. There is reefs that are maintained, but it's super beautiful out there. So anywhere I jump in along the east coast to the east side of Curaçao is fantastic, even though the west got some great diving too. But, you know, I just like the fact out there that it's the way nature intended it.
Excellent. Well, that sounds like something we got to add to the list. Pretty accessible from most of the dive operators, or you got to be out on the east side, or what?
It's accessible by anyone who's got boats.
Well, there you go.
So yeah, you're gonna be stuck with those. But
yeah, Curaçao is fairly good size, but it's not massive, is it? I mean, how big is it?
No, it's big enough that I don't get island fever. I'll tell you, okay. It is about 40 miles long.
Mm-hmm.
And about 160,000 people live here. A nice mix of, we're a big melting pot, mix of cultures and languages, which makes it very interesting. Makes for some great food and, like you said, a lot of fun people.
Yeah, I have no doubt we will find some premium mermaid talent. You hear what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
We'll leave it at that. But that'll be a fun thing to do in December. So, the east side, that's one of your favorite spots. Any particular critters that you like seeing underwater there in Curaçao? Or is it just changes day to day because it's the ocean? We never know, I guess, right?
It certainly is. It's not a zoo. I mean, going out on the east side, actually all around. I mean, you can always – everybody loves to see, you know, for example, last week we had some wild dolphins out on the dive, and everyone loves to see their rays. So see the occasional sharks and turtles and all that kind of stuff. But we're really known also as well for the small stuff. I mean, everybody loves to find themselves a seahorse or a frogfish. I mean, those are kind of the holy grail that people go diving all the way around the world and to see their first one. I love watching a frogfish move through the water. It's a goofy little creature. So ugly that it's cute. So those are always nice.
Yeah, I always tell our mermaids, our scuba radio mermaids, if you kiss it, it will turn into a prince. So, which makes for a great video or picture underwater, if you know what I mean. So,
absolutely.
They're kind of creepy looking. But, yeah, you're right. They're really cool, frogfish. But seahorse is fairly common, too, around Curaçao?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's nice.
During a week of diving, you will see more than one, for sure.
Well, that's cool. All right. So, we have a bunch of dive operators. We have great topside attractions. I mean, that's what sets Curaçao apart from, say, like Bonaire and Aruba. I mean, Aruba's like the big tourist mecca, and Bonaire's like the diving-only thing, more or less, and Curaçao's...
And you put the two together, and you got us.
Yeah.
Somehow, we remain the Caribbean's best-kept secret, but You're right. You know, the other good thing is that they've done a lot over the last – I've been here 11 years now, and it has changed. You're not even going to recognize the place, and it's changed in a good way. And it's always great also for our return customers who love to see the positive changes that are happening, the growth, the slower growth, but, you know, the access to a little bit more Western stuff that make you feel comfort at home. You know, for example, right. I got Starbucks on the Sea Aquarium Beach right now.
What?
Everybody loves to have.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Many, many different restaurants, shopping malls opening up, that kind of stuff. But also the far away where they take the beautiful Caribbean beaches but put up a nice little high-end, not high-end, but a nice little tiki bar that everyone loves.
Yeah.
It still has that charm, though, I'll tell you.
You know, there are a few divers that like to be pampered, like myself, and have some of those amenities like a Starbucks nearby. So I'm with you. All right, Curacao. There you go. Check it out, curacao.com. And we're going to go there to celebrate Christmas. Jeremiah, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for having me, Greg.
More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I didn't know this about you, Summer, that you are in your time off. You're a scuba diver.
Yeah, since I'm 10.
Since you're 10, but like you...
And I'm 50. No. I was diving before you were born.
And I...
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. All right, so we're going to Curacao for Christmas, and someone going with us is on the phone with me right now, Jerry Beatty. Jerry, where in the heck are you?
Hey, Greg. Good to hear from you. It's been a long time.
It has been too long, my friend.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sitting in my casa on Lake Texoma and enjoying it because next week I turn it over to new owners, And, you know, it's a little heartbreaking to move out of a wonderful house after 11 years. But, you know, the road ahead is still there and needs to be traveled.
Yes. Well, not necessarily the road, the oceans. Because you travel around, dive around the world for Dive Training Magazine and report back, you know, in the magazine and just, you know, connect with everybody in the dive industry. He knows everybody, this Jerry Beatty, I got to tell you.
Not true. Not true.
You do. Don't lie.
That would be boring. I love going to DEMA and going places and meeting new people all the time.
Well,
add him to the Facebook page.
Absolutely. Well, that's true. He's a very outgoing person, much more than I do, even. It's crazy. And, you know, he shares a birthday with the dive god, Mr. Neil Watson. And so, let's see, next Saturday is you and Neil's birthday. I was trying to see if we could bring you both together again, but that ain't going to happen. But I may head down for this sinking of a new wreck, this underwater dive bar, but you can't make it, huh? You got other plans for your...
It's breaking my heart, but I got other things I got to do. I got a very important friend that's getting married, and I'm not going to say who he is, but he's a very important guy in the dive industry, and we're going to keep that one under wraps for a little longer.
For a little while, and then when we get the official, you know, approval, we'll share it with the world.
Yeah, hey, get this, we've been censored, at least temporarily, and that's just not like Jerry and Greg on Scuba Radio.
Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts. I don't think it'll last that long. But regardless, I'm looking forward to it. I'll see Jerry here in a couple weeks for that, and we'll cover it in some capacity in the coming weeks. But the birthday thing is huge. Have you heard about this underwater dive bar that they're creating there in Pompano Beach?
I have, and I would be there in a heartbeat if there was any way to do it. Even if I had to fly in that day and fly out that night, I'd still come.
Well, once they sink it, you can come back down, and we'll do like an after birthday celebration or something, maybe.
That's exactly what I thought we'd do. You know, do a post-birthday dive.
Yes, I like it. Yeah, have you ever heard of anything like this anywhere in the world where they've taken a wreck and created a dive bar themed sculptures and, you know, well, it's a bar. I mean, the guy's putting a bar on top of this barge, and they're sinking it, and it'll be the world's first underwater dive bar, as far as I know.
Well, this is different. A couple months ago, they put a Kraken on top of a World War II Navy ship and sunk in BVI, so people are getting creative with what they're doing. You know, I think it all started with the underwater art festivals.
Yeah, well, the whole art world has been going crazy underwater here lately, for sure. Now this underwater Kraken, that's in the BVIs? What's that all about? I don't know about that one.
Oh, our famous guy, Richard Branson, threw a lot of money at it and got the only, one of two ships that survived Pearl Harbor. He got one of them. He took it out to BVI. They stripped it. They cleaned it up. And they put a gigantic sculpture of a Kraken on it.
Wow.
And sunk it off Virgin Gorda.
Huh. Have you been on this wreck yourself, or you just heard about it?
It's just been down a couple months. I hope to get down there hopefully in October.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like something I need to add to my list, too. Jeez. We got so many dives to do, so little time. Right,
I know.
Jerry?
The list just keeps getting longer. You knock two off and you put five more on.
That's true. You know, and we'll hopefully get to dive before we have to go over to Curacao in December.
Absolutely. I hope to get several dives in before that, but that is going to be a lot of fun. It's kind of different being in Curacao at Christmas because it's all warm and cozy, but it's, you know, it's perfect temperature. Water temperature ought to be about 82. Clarity's real good that time of year,
yeah.
And it's just going to be great. We're going to be hopping all over the island, right?
Well, I would think so. I mean, we're going to have a whirlwind tour, and I mean, I've been to the Caribbean for Christmas, and it'll be my first time in Curacao for Christmas, but I love it. I mean, I'd much rather spend Christmas time in in the Caribbean someplace like Curacao than, well, I mean, you're in Dallas, so it doesn't really get too cold there, right?
But, yeah, I rarely spend Christmas here, though. I'm generally either in the Caribbean, in the Pacific, or on a mountain in Utah, Wyoming, somewhere.
Yeah, well, where you have a lot of snow, then it might. But that don't, for me, it only works for about a day. And then I'm like, okay, I'm out of here. I got my Christmas in. Let's get out and go somewhere warm.
I know the feeling. And when you get to freeze point, it's time to go to airport.
Yes, exactly. I agree. And but it will be fun. We can make a sandman not a snowman, but a sandman, right? Okay. Do they do those? I don't know.
Well, we can always start it.
That's right. We could start the trend. That would be something. Or one of those underwater Christmas trees. Who knows?
We'll come up with something. You know, we'll make a whole little magical village there. Yeah, right
absolutely.
In the sand.
I like it. So, you know, between now and then, I'm planning to head down and do some more lobster diving. Do you ever do any of that kind of stuff? Because we had a huge successful event there a couple weeks ago down in Lauderdale by the sea.
I do the event.
You do the event, but you don't. What do you mean? Like the eating of the lobster?
I'd love to eat the lobsters. Chasing them is just a little too much work, and everybody else enjoys it so much. I just let them have my quota.
You're not much of a lobster hunter.
I had my day. Pulled my lobsters, and now I'm going to leave them there for somebody else.
Well, okay. I guess that's fair. But, you know, to me, it never gets old. We found a honey hole on the second day of mini season and got down there, and under the ledge, I saw like 8 or 9 lobster. That never happens to me.
Yeah, when you run into one, it's really something. You sit back and go, okay, where do I start?
That's right. And, you know, we got all of them that were legal. There was one pregnant and one too short, but we got all the others. And they are now safely digested. You hear what I mean? We grilled them out, had a great old time. But that's you like eating them, you just don't like hunting for them anymore, huh?
Yeah, it's just a little too much work. I've kind of backed off on the lionfish, though. But what I like to do is get people all excited about shooting lionfish, show them how to do it, take them down, and then reap the benefits of their joy.
Yes. Well, and those are tasty fish for sure.
The best.
Right. I just saw a report that we're actually having some success in Florida on some of the wrecks with eliminating a lot of the lionfish, definitely on the popular sites. Are you getting that kind of thing across the Caribbean, too?
You know, you try not to get too discouraged because a lot of scientists will tell you you can beat them back, but you're not going to win. I say, well, let's just treat it as a constant food source. Eat as many of them as we can. Keep going after them, and we'll let nature do the rest.
Eat more lionfish billboards. We need to start that somewhere.
That is a fantastic idea, Greg.
Well, that's just what I do.
You have one good idea a day, so I'll give you a pass. You can go home now.
And I appreciate it. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know, it's been a while since we've been chasing down lobsters in South Florida, and I got to catch up with Big Wave Dave, so I got him on the phone right now. Dave, how are you, buddy?
Doing good here up at the Sioux Empire Fair.
Sioux Empire Fair. Okay, so where is that and what is it?
It's Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and basically it's like a state fair, but it's more of this part of the state than just turning tons of people into diving. Had several TV interviews coming up to the show, so it's been a great week so far.
Okay, so you're gorging on elephant ears and fried Snickers bars or Twinkies
or
something.
There's like everything. Yeah. Barbecue, everything.
Yeah, everything fried. If it's one of these big outdoor state fairs, that's what it kind of sounds like. Am I right?
Yeah, some fried, but they have some other good stuff going on, too.
Okay.
Kind of stick with. They didn't get too close to fried stuff.
That's right. You got to be a healthy diver. You got to stay fit. I understand. He has to manage the Go Dive Now pool, which is set up there, and you got to manage all these people to come in and try diving for the first time ever, potentially, or at the bare minimum, cool off.
It's a nice, beautiful weekend to be out in the water. I've done the show before, but it's been like 4 or 5 years, so it's a good time.
Yeah, so if you're not by the water, Dave brings the water to you in this case. So you're doing that this weekend, and then next weekend you got a big event for the eclipse, I guess. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to be going down to Hopkinsville, Kentucky. It's Summer Salute. Basically, it's the weekend leading up to the eclipse, which Hopkinsville got the longest darkness in the United States of 2 minutes, 46 seconds, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're going to get everybody ready for diving there, and then they can put on their sunglasses and look directly into the sun or something? I don't know. Do you have a plan or no?
Well, I'm going to be definitely picking sunglasses up, but one of the stores helping us, they actually run a quarry right there, and Pennyroyal Quarry, and they're actually going to do a specialty dive during the eclipse.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. All right. Well, I expect to hear all about it when we check in with you again. Big Wave Dave, godivenow.com. Find out where he's going to be. And then once again, he'll bring the pool to you. Dave, thanks, buddy. Enjoy. We'll talk to you again soon.
Will do. Bubble.
Wait, what was that? I think
bubble,
just,
bubble, bubble.
I think
bubble,
he, just, bubble, bubble. He just went underwater. Look at that. Live.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
The last time you were here, you were talking about you and Emily swimming with sharks.
That's right.
And
I love to terrify my wife.
Yes, and it was your honeymoon.
It was.
And which is, you know, you hear stories about people going scuba diving on their honeymoons and strange things happen.
Yeah.
You were how far down?
I was 100 feet deep.
I don't scuba dive, but that seems deep.
Yeah, it's like the bottom of the earth. It's very scary.
I found a love. For me, darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead.
Yeah, why not? Tonight. We're divers. We like to do that. Ed Sheeran talking about diving in. I think he's talking about scuba diving. If anybody would know, it would be Roz from the UK. She's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Roz?
Hello, Greg. I wish you were with me right now.
Yeah.
I'm in Normandy. It's night, and we've got most magnificent moon here. And we've just come into harbour. It's really quiet. And the harbour wall, it's sloped at about a 45-degree angle. And the water's dropping, and you can see this brickwork exposed, and there's ladders built into the brickwork. Christ only knows how old this place is.
Hmm.
But it's really, really pretty. And there's, it looks like Canon. They're actually a copy of Canon buried in the pavement so you can moor your boats up to them. So,
very cool.
I'm sat outside the bakery so we can get fresh croissant.
Well, they're fresh croissant for the morning, right. But Normandy, I mean, what are you doing there? You're diving or what?
Yeah, diving the D-Day X.
How about that? That is very cool. So, yeah. I mean, has this been
We've been here a few days. We're really lucky. We've got this fantastic liverboard over here called Salute, and she's a converted trawler.
Yeah.
And you basically get on at Portland, and you sail across from Portland over to Cherbourg, and then you dive the wrecks along here.
Hmm.
And it's been interesting. We dove an American troop ship earlier today. It was an incredible dive, Greg.
Well, what kind of itinerary is this? You're on the island now. You're on land, right? So are you in between or you just got off of the trip?
No, it's 10 o'clock at night. We've come in for quiet waters because it was a bit swelly earlier.
Ah.
So where we moored up in Amarash where they've got Mulberry Harbour still. And they look like giant Lego blocks. Is the best way of describing them, and they were kind of half sunk in the water around Aramush, and it was a little bit swelly there. So our skipper, who's called Al, he brought us into harbour, back into Port-au-Basson for a quiet evening in Port-au-Basson. So we're moored up here, and we're sailing tomorrow, and we're going to re-dive for Susan B. Anthony. She's a Liberty ship.
Wow. So are you rebreather diving or technical diving, like mixed gas stuff or what? What are you doing?
We've got a mix. Actually, we've mostly got rebreathers on the boat, but it's all sort of 30-meter, 100-foot diving.
Yeah.
And it's all wreck diving. We've got a couple of people twin sets with doubles on, but it's all recreational depth, Greg. And we've dived a tank landing craft the other day. We've dived a Susan B. Anthony. We dived a destroyer. Earlier, so yeah, we're diving a real mix of stuff.
Well, you're doing recreational limits depth-wise, but you're staying down for like 2 hours or 3 hours at a time, or what? What are you doing? Come on,
we can't. It's tidal. It's very tidal.
Oh.
So we're doing about hour dives. It's very tidal.
Yeah.
So we're doing about hour dives, And it's been really good. Oh, you want to see the life, because there's no take zone here. So we've got big edible crabs. We've got massive lobsters. There's a load of conger eels. There's lots of juvenile eels. The place looks as though... So we dived a landing craft ship the other day, and it had three tanks on it. And they looked as though they'd been strewn with daisies. Because there's a coral over here that looks like... Devonshire cup coral, and it looks like daisies, and it just looks like somebody has taken armfuls and armfuls of flowers down and strewn them over the wrecks. It's really pretty.
I bet it is. Are you taking a lot of pictures? Since you can't take anything, I would assume you're taking pictures, are you?
people are taking pictures. Yes, yeah. They are.
Yeah, not you. So, you're not a picture taker yourself? You don't take underwater photos and stuff, Roz?
Yes, I do, but I'm not working out this trip.
I gotcha. It's one of
those.
Yes,
Yes. My top sides are better than my underwaters.
Understood. Okay. And that's not code for what you're wearing. I'm just double checking, right?
No, Greg.
Okay.
I'm taking photographs on land rather than underwater.
Okay. You never know with Roz. Sometimes I got to ask these extra questions. but you know, Roz, I mean, that sounds like an amazing adventure. So you got about, 20 people or so in your group, or how many people are diving?
No, there's the boat takes 10.
Okay, so
and
it's fairly
we are
small.
9.
Okay.
Well, it's a small trawler. It's only licensed for 10 guests and 2 crew.
Right. Are you doing this adventure just for fun, or are you doing a report that you're going to blog about, or what? Just
well,
for fun.
Yes, I'll write about. I'll write it up afterwards. But yes, it's a fun trip.
Got it. Has it been on your list for some time? It sounds like a pretty historic kind of thing.
21 years, Greg.
Yeah, I would imagine. This sounds
I've
like pretty adventurous.
I've been wanting to do this since 96.
Mm-hmm.
And the opportunity came my way because Salute has only just started doing Normandy trips about 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
We didn't have a Liverpool doing this area for a while, and now we've got Salute doing it.
Huh.
I don't know how long she... I know she's doing Normandy trips next year. She does about 16 weeks.
Yeah.
And all the spaces get booked really quickly.
Right.
So we planned this trip a year ago.
Well, cool. So you're documenting it. You're just experiencing the whole thing. Are you learning about, I know you're a big time historical buff. So have you read up on all these wrecks that you're seeing there on the site and going, oh my gosh, that's where this happened and that kind of thing? I know you're into that kind of thing. Is that what you've done to prep for this thing?
I've been buying so many books about D-Day.
Yeah.
And I've got Max Hastings in my bunk at the moment, which I'm reading at the moment. So, it's great because if you get about half a dozen books, you end up reading about the same event through different eyes.
Right.
So you get a much truer recount of what happened than just one voice. You hear various voices. And so they report on the same thing with different eyes. It's a great way of learning about it.
I'm sure. Well, and, if it sounds like one of these big adventure Titanic kind of things where there's a lot of history of how this particular boat went down and its story and that kind of thing. You know, our buddy Richie Kohler, he's very spiritual in this regard. And when he goes down on these wrecks, he swears he hears voices and ghosts and stuff. Are you experiencing that kind of thing on this adventure or what, Roz?
Not to that extent, but we were diving the Liberty ship today, and we came across a glove on the seabed.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how a piece of clothing, a normal, everyday piece of clothing, can be so poignant, because you suddenly looked at it and thought, yeah, what was the human loss on this? How many people did die?
Right.
Because she was struck... on the early hours of the 7th of June in 1944, she hit a mine at 8:20 in the morning under the North Hold. And I don't know how many people were lost on her, but there would have been people lost on her.
Yeah.
And just seeing this glove lying on the seabed.
Yeah, you just at least think about it. You know, you haven't had any encounters, but that definitely goes through your mind when you're diving a wreck like that, where you know people lost their life and that kind of stuff. It's... And I say that in a cool way. Richie embraces that stuff. You know, whether you believe in ghosts or not, I mean, he just kind of, he's like, okay, I'm open to it. I want to be respectful and all that kind of thing. But he's had, kind of those kind of things. But you haven't experienced anything along that line, I guess, huh? Felt good,
but it is,
to see. Very interesting. Intense.
It was nice to see, but you take a moment to think about the people who were there, who were serving their country.
Right.
this was an American troop ship, and so she was taking Americans over for the big push into Europe for Operation Overlord.
Yeah.
So there was loss of life.
Yeah.
And you need to remember that.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to be respectful and that kind of stuff. And but it makes you think about all this stuff when you get see it up close like that. I have no doubt it can be pretty powerful. Indeed. So you see a lot of overgrowth and stuff like that. But knowing how you like to dive cold water, I'm guessing this wasn't like my lobster diving last week in South Florida. What was the what's the water temp there?
Photos. Oh, it's fantastic. It's 19 degrees centigrade.
Okay.
Which is, hang on, double it now, 30. So 20, 40. It's about 70 degrees centigrade. So 70 degrees Fahrenheit, roughly.
Huh. Okay. Well, that's not insane, I guess.
And it's really warm. It's nice.
All right. That's like Ra's bath water, right?
Yeah, I'm very happy in this water temperature.
Yeah, I know. She's used to all that cold water diving. For me, you know, it has to be like 81, 82 to get to bath water temperature, you know, but I'm a warm water wuss. I've said it a million times before, and it's all about perspective, I guess, or about being a wuss. All right. Well, we got more with Roz from the UK. She's on the island of Normandy talking to us live right now on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. More with her next. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Looking for more than just great diving on your next adventure? Consider Curacao. Easy to get to and easy to enjoy. Curacao feels like a little piece of Europe on the edge of the Caribbean. The iconic World Heritage Site of Willemstad, Dutch culture and nightlife will satisfy even the most demanding landlubber and allow you to make the most of your surface interval. Check out Curacao.com for more info. That's Curacao.com. Curacao, where it's summer year-round and you always feel at home.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm a guppy, and I'm trying to mate with a dolphin.
You guys are bottom feeders. You're like those fish that swim into other fish's mouths and eat bacteria off their teeth.
There's no such fish. You made that fish up.
Okay, it's an analogy. I'm not going to debate the existence of the literal fish with you because it's not relevant.
Well, good, because it doesn't exist.
That is a real fish.
God, it's getting hard to breathe this way. Everybody's life is on display. It's gotten out of control. Tell me, do you feel exposed? Well, welcome to the fishbowl.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got Roz from the UK She's literally on land in between a liveaboard adventure and Normandy right now, diving some crazy wrecks, you know, are part of D-Day history. Just nutty stuff you're always doing, Roz. I really am fascinated on this adventure you're on right now. That was pretty cool stuff that you were telling us about before. Where are you going from here? You're on land tomorrow morning. You go out for another few days of diving or what? What are you doing?
Yeah, we're leaving tomorrow morning, but I'm going to put the phone out into the harbour. I don't know if you can hear this. Can you hear that?
No, I heard nothing.
Oh, okay.
Did you just hold a shell up to the phone?
No, there's an enormous trawler that's just sailing out to sea.
Oh, okay.
All its lights lit, and I didn't know if you could hear the trawler or not.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. It probably sounds something like... Yeah, something like that. Yeah, okay. Got it.
Basically, we're going back to the Susan B. Anthony because half of us dived there this morning and half stayed in their bunks. And she's very broken up. But when you go up to the bow section, you've got some big guns and things on her. And she's just stunning wreck, really stunning wreck. So we decided that we're going to re-dive her, and then we're going to go off and we're going to dive an iconic wreck down here from 1944, and this is the Leopoldville. And she left Southampton on Christmas Eve with over 2,000 American troops on her. The Black Panthers from the 65th Infantry Division. They were going over to support the Battle of the Bulge, and they were just 5 miles out of Cherbourg when Leopoldville was struck by a torpedo.
Wow.
And basically 800 men lost their lives. And she is probably the most famous wreck around here.
Yeah.
Of the finest in the channel.
When you go dive this wreck, Roz, give me an idea of what your profile is. I mean, what are you looking for yourself personally? Just to kind of soak it all in? Or are you going to look like where the mine went off and that's what brought it down or something, and you go to that part first? Or do you have a plan or what in that regard? What are you trying to see?
Well, basically, the skipper will shot the wreck. Elwell shot the wreck where he thinks is most sensible for the tide and for the weather conditions.
Right.
And then he'll give us a briefing, and when we go down the shop and we take it from there. It's not like diving the Vandenberg, you know, blue water diving where you can get out and you can see everything instantly laid in front of you.
Right.
This is temperate water diving, so our visibility is more limited. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we've got things like currents. You've got currents, of course, on the Vandenberg, but we've got, you know, currents and limited visibility. So you've got to think about your diving a little bit more carefully and plan it appropriately.
Or are you penetrating the wreck and, like, going through places in the wreck itself, or are you just kind of staying on the, you know, top and side?
Generally not, to be honest, because it's a little bit, it can be a little bit unstable. So you take a view as to where you are and you'll look at it. And if you deem it safe, then yes, you'll go through if there's a green window. And if there's not fishing line, because these wrecks are heavily fished.
Yeah, okay.
So you just make sure that there's no fishing line and you can see a green window. And if you can do that, then, you'll take a swim through.
Well, you mentioned the lobsters earlier. And since I just came back from Bugfest, I got to ask, when you say they have big lobsters, first of all, are they some kind of like a Caribbean type lobster? Or do these lobsters have claws like Maine lobsters that you see?
These have got massive, great big claws. So I'm on my Poseidon, and I put down my Poseidon paddle next to a lobster claw earlier today, and the lobster claw was bigger than my Poseidon control panel.
Wow. Oh, that's a big old claw right there. That's a meal.
That was a massive lobster.
Yeah. But they're all protected there. The whole area is protected, so no take kind of thing, right?
Yeah, it's a no take zone.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
So you've got these crabs and lobsters doing very sassy walks about the place.
Yes.
No, you can't get me.
They're taunting you. That's universal for all lobster when they know you can't catch them. And I guess that applies to crab, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but you go into the local port, I assume you can get all the lobster and crab you want to eat. Because the fishermen bring it in from somewhere nearby?
Actually, we're eating on board. And Frida, who's Alan's other half, she's a cordon bleu chef. And the food we've had on board the Salute this week has been amazing. How she manages to cook such fantastic food in the size of a phone box, I've got no idea.
Yeah.
a galley the size of a phone box. It's tiny, but the food that she comes up with is extraordinary. So I'm trying not to eat too much so that I don't turn up into a completely round thing by the end of a week.
Well, you can always, you know, take the second week and act as a marker buoy or something, right?
Yeah, something like that. Beached whale, I think, Greg.
No. Yeah, you're working it off with all that hardcore diving you're doing. I have no doubt. So you got this adventure going on. You got a plan already set up for your next one, or is this all you're focused on right now?
This is what I'm focused on at the moment.
Yeah.
But we're possibly talking about going to Scotland at the end of the year and possibly doing up in Scarpa at the end of the year. So that's a possibility.
Well, but before that, we have DEMA. We'll see you in Orlando at DEMA, right?
Yeah, so there's cave diving, isn't there, up in cave country?
Absolutely. You could do some cave diving. You could just hang out with our crew and just have a big old time.
I hope when the moon turns up at your end tonight, it looks as beautiful as it does here.
I don't know who gets to see it first, but I'm assuming it'll be the same. So we'll go with that and leave it on that positive note. Roz, always a pleasure. Thanks, and we will talk to you again real soon.
Bye-bye from Normandy.
And we got more coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.